Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music.
And the hottest ladies.
You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected, with your host, Nick Holmes.
Tahira
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Happy Monday, everyone. It's your host, Tahira Sutton, on the Love Zone USA, the Girlfriend Network. Welcome back after the holiday weekend. I never host the show alone, so I want to welcome Ms. Nicole Martin, Ms. Karishma Thomas. And Jennifer is online as well from Top Line Divas. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How's everybody?
Doing well.
Good.
Jen, are you there? Jen?
I hear some background noise. What's going on?
I do.
Who is that?
I hear that too.
We need to cut
Jen.
That. Okay. All right. I guess Jen will join us momentarily. But
okay,
happy
so Jen
Easter
is not here.
Lady.
So ladies. Maybe Jen will join us latest. We have this exciting, I'm really excited about tonight's topic. It's something that has happened in my life. So really, really excited. But before we jump in, how was everyone's holiday? You know, how did you guys make out yesterday with the holiday? I'm not sure if everyone celebrates it. But how was your weekend? What's going on, Karishma, with your dating? So we have to do our catch-up.
Yes.
It was great. I had a great weekend. I did a lot of pampering this weekend because the weather's been getting nice. So definitely,
yes.
But did my spa day, did my nails. I've been working out a lot, joined Pilates, and I'm obsessed with it. And then Sunday was great. You know,
awesome.
I was in church, had a good time, and just kind of spent the day with, great friends that I love a lot. So it was great. I had a really great weekend. What about you, ladies?
Nicole?
What you do, T? Go ahead, T.
For me, it's
do?
Always
I know you were
I love spending time with my nephews and my
I
family. I think my family is like, the Jackson 5 without the Joe Jackson part. They're so musical. Everything like Jonathan and Jeremiah are singing and doing the piano. And my little niece, Alana, she's only 1 year old, but she's a singer too. So my brother's like, you're teaching. I actually do vocal coaching with my niece. And my brother's
nice.
Like, why are you teaching her how to sing now? She's not doing anything. I'm like, yes. But she's hitting the notes. So I love spending time with my family because it's just always like talent and just definitely just a lot of love. So that was great. I really enjoyed myself. And my nephews, they're like a boy band. So they always have like a production that they practice and put together for the family. So everybody has to sit down. And it's really an event. So I love spending time with them. It was just awesome and great. How about
That's
you,
Nicole? I had a quiet Easter. You know, I woke up, as always, gym life, and I did some errands. And I cooked for my little family, for my son and my boyfriend. So it was, it was good. So, yeah, I was happy and nobody died. You know, the thing that really pisses me off, ladies, is when people hear that I cook, they're always shocked. They're like, you cook? You know how to cook? And I'm like, what, just because I'm so-called cute? Like, I can't.
Right. Now, that is
that.
A good topic because I get that a lot.
Yes.
This weekend,
yes.
I cooked, what did I cook? I cooked peach cobbler twice. And they're like,
okay.
Oh, my God, who cooked this? And it was from scratch. Everything's from scratch. And so they're like, who cooked this? But now they kind of know, like, I have cooking skills. Thank God, my grandmother taught me really, really early. And I'm like, no, Grandma, I'm not going to need that. I'm going to have, like, a butler to take care of that. And now I remember it. So I hate.
You know what?
I
get
hate.
That all the time too, but I can't.
Yeah.
Cook, so I guess I'm the only one that it actually applies to.
It was a process with me. I didn't just become great or whatever. It's
right.
Like trials and Thanksgiving with the the bag
yeah.
and the turkey. So it's just like trial and error. But yeah, I get that a lot. Like, oh, did you cook? So today, they're like, oh, the peach cobbler is really, really good. I didn't think you had it in you, girl. And I'm like,
right.
well, what did you think?
Exactly.
So literally, I love like, cooking for people because it just makes me so happy because people are happy when they're eating. So it was like really, really good.
Exactly. Well, congratulations on an awesome peach cobbler.
Yeah, they're both were good. Both of them. I made it twice.
That's good.
So our topic
yeah.
tonight, guys, this is so mm-hmm. good. Now, how do you feel about redating your ex? For me, I'm just like, I'm kind of on both sides.
Yeah.
But for me, I would say it is a safe date because you know what to expect. But it also, it's a lot of chapters in this. The reason why you broke up, you know, can
That's
you trust
right.
them now? Like, it's so many dynamics to this topic. So what do you ladies think? Is it a good idea? I think it's a safe idea. That's what I'm going to say, safe. Like a safe date.
That's
yeah.
a good answer. I think there's just so many factors. You know, ever since I heard about the topic, I've just been doing kind of like some market research, I guess, and I've just been asking everyone that I've run into what they think. And I think being in the city in New York, everyone that I spoke to was like, no, never. There's
mm-hmm.
too many people out here. But I was talking to somebody and they said, well, like, they've been in the situation where they redated their ex, but it was when they were back home. They lived in a smaller town. You kind of have met everybody and
mm-hmm.
you know
wow.
everybody. So it's like, it's safe to go back to your ex. But once they moved to the city, it was like, oh, you know, there's millions of people here. Let me
oh,
branch
more
out
of
a little.
Population thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it really depends. I think a lot of it depends on the time and like what's going on in your life. And I think a lot of times, especially in this day and age, it's all about the security. So like Nikon said, it's a safe bet. And sometimes if you're just looking to settle down, you might end up just settling for your ex, you know, and all the reasons that you may have
right.
broken up in the past don't seem relevant anymore because now you just want to settle.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm and this is where I'm the devil's advocate, because there's a reason why you broke up with the guy. I mean,
that's what I was gonna
for
say.
Me, and because I went through this.
mm-hmm.
I went through this in my life, and I'm just like, at that point, I was just like, I'm not sure how he got me back, but he got me back. Now what are you going to do with me, you know? So for me, it depends on the reason why you broke up. Because
mm-hmm.
if you're at two different life stages, say, for example, they're getting out of school, they don't have a real job, they feel like they can't offer you anything, and you're probably in another life stage, I can understand that. For those reasons, you know, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, things are better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're up and they're moving. They're like, okay, what you got? Here I am. I'm the man now. You know, so that's different.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a situation where the guy cheated or the woman cheated, you're going to go right back into that cheat. Is he over the cheating phase, or are you just going to accept the cheating at
the
point?
The trust will be hard, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the reason for me
Definitely.
Why we initially broke up would be one of the reasons
Prevalent.
That I would say. But as far as
yeah.
the date, like just dating, going out on dates, I think it's someone that you have history with that knows you a little bit. You may be more familiar with that person opposed to somebody brand new. So it may be a safe date. You know exactly what to expect. Opposed to branching out on something new where you really don't know.
Definitely. I
yeah.
like what you said to hear, because I think it all does go back to, you really have to look at it. It's easy to just be like, oh, no, don't date your ex. But it definitely matters the reason why you broke up. Because if the reason is something that's not going to change, so say it was some fundamental, whether it was cheating or you broke up because, you know, one person wanted a commitment and the other person didn't believe in that, or, you know, a lot of reasons why people kind of break up, you know, maybe one person wanted to have kids, the other one didn't, or finances or whatever it could have been. If those kind of get resolved and you can get back on the same page, maybe you can make it work if they're, you really loved each other and you really wanted to be together. But for some reason at that point, life just wasn't, you know, rooting for your relationship or going in your favor. But I think when it's something from cheating or, you know, any kind of anything severe where you really have to build back your relationship, it can be really difficult because you have to be able to get over that. You have to be able to really forgive and move on, and kind of, and at that point you are really starting your relationship kind of from the bottom up, you know?
Yeah,
and definitely.
I agree. Good point.
Go ahead, Nicole.
I was just going to say that with me personally, I've never redated an ex because, like T said, there's a reason why you broke up with him in the first place. And typically we all go through things in that relationship. So if you're in a relationship and things happen and maybe you wanted to break up, but you didn't, you decided to give it another chance. If you gave this relationship several chances and at the end of the day you broke up for one reason or many reasons, I'm just like, this is why we broke up. I'm not revisiting that. And also, I was going to say, now, a lot of guys, in my opinion, they always come back in all my experiences. They've always circled back or come back or try me later. It could be 6 months. It could be a few later down the line. And I'm always like, no, thank you. And one thing I can say, I never had any regrets or said to myself, oh, that's the one I let get away because he is just tearing life up. So, for me, fortunately, all the decisions I've made as far as ending a relationship have been good decisions. So, but I do know I have a few friends who have been in relationships and many years were past. And shout out to Tim and Lynn, because here's a story. They're getting ready to get married next month. They were high school sweethearts. He went to, I believe if I get the story right, he went into the service. She was doing her thing. Stuff happened. I think he came home. He proposed to her, but for whatever reason, she said no. She wasn't ready. He then went on, got married twice, you know, had kids, but they reconnected and found each other within the last couple of years, and now they're going to be getting married next month.
Wow.
So, hey, it does work for some people, you know, but
some people
you're talking
work.
About 20, 30 years, I don't know. You know, that's a long time. So definitely people change.
People do change. For me, the reason why I did take him back is because I always have a story. Our breakup wasn't the friendliest breakup as possible. And I kind of was not a bad girl, but I went through my Keisha Cole moment, to put it nicely, on the radio. So I kind of felt bad.
Okay.
So, I mean, my Jasmine Sullivan, Keisha Cole moment. So, for me, I just kind of felt bad
out.
For the guy. I'm like, I'm sorry.
You were busting windows out, Tahira.
I'm not saying I did anything. I'm just saying I went through my moment. So I kind of felt bad because I'm just like, this is really bad. I should at least talk to him. I did overreact. I never shifted the blame. I never thought we would be back together. That was the farthest. I was just happy because initially we were best friends, and when we tried to date, it really messed up the friendship. So after, you know, I was in a relationship, I was passionate, he cheated, and I went through my moments, and, you know, he's like, I still care about you, but I'm like, you can't even get to work. Why do you care about me?
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was bad. So I'm like, you know, this is completely over. It could never be like a relationship. And eventually we got back together. I have no clue how the gods put it together, but I had no interest. It was over. It was done in my book. I just wanted to move on. And because of the friendship, that's why I said it's so important to be friends first. When the time came, and he said, you know, I really care about you. And I'm like, huh? We tried that. That didn't work with us. That brought the worst out of me and you both. So, you know, I think it's so important. To the reason why you left is you need to research that before you even take a stab into it. And, again, like when we did get back together, we were more mature. We respected each other more. I realized a lot of things. Not that I blamed, but it was a lot of things that I've done in the relationship that I didn't realize that I couldn't say out loud because I was just young, and I couldn't say, well, this is hurting my feelings. Now I'll say it, but I couldn't say it back then. So it definitely was a maturity level that had to develop with me.
And I had to realize that by moving on and going on to other relationships, I said later, it was like 4 years later, that really hurt my feelings. And he said, well, you never said anything. And I was just like, I couldn't because I was scared. So I think there's a maturity level that has to develop too when you do break up.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely all about growth. And as we get older and our situations change and we, you know, go through life and new endeavors, you know, your perspective and your wants and your needs change. So, you know, think about where you were 4 or 5 years ago, relationship-wise, you know. Like, I feel most of us anyway, as we get older, we definitely want companionship. We want commitment. So there just might be periods in our lives where whoever we're with at that point, we're just not on the same page. So obviously things happen. And when you're young, you know, you're, you know, I think I shouldn't say that because it's not excluded to just a certain age limit, but when we're young, we're a little bit more wild. And I know a lot of men who, they don't want to get married because they're just afraid of any missed opportunities that could be out there. So, you know, they're just not ready. So, yeah, so definitely, I think that's good, Tahira, you know, and I think it's nice when you can revisit a past relationship, and sometimes it makes it easier because you already know that person, so to speak, you know, you just have to learn their growth, their new growth, hopefully, but you kind of know what you're dealing with, and, you know, I hear a lot of women say that on the opposite end, why they won't leave their men who, you know they should, but they're like, hey, at least I know what I'm getting and what I'm dealing with versus with going out here and starting with someone new.
Fear.
So it just depends on
we're
what side of
gonna
the tackle
fence you that. Yeah, we're definitely going to tackle the fear. I'm sorry to interrupt. The fear, because that's very essential why people stay in relationships where they should go and start new and start fresh. Right now we're going to get into Sam Smith, I'm Not the Only One, right here on the Girlfriend Network. We'll be back.
Liza from K4K by Liza.com. When I need to take a break from making my goodies, I like to sit back and tune in to listen to my man, Tony Diamond, playing the top 7 songs of the last 7 days, as well as the best in hip-hop, R&B, and reggae.
Do you like drugs?
Every Wednesday right here on the Love Zone USA between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. and listen to Rolls-Royce play the classics on Soul Paradise. Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network. We're here dishing all things about whether or not you should step in and redate your ex. Ladies, are you with me?
Yes,
I'm
here.
Wonderful. Now, ladies, this is what I want to talk about. So we've been talking about just kind of, you know, redating the ex, but what if it is, you know, an ex-husband or ex-wife? Do you think that changes it a little bit if you have, you know, a marriage and say you have children and, you know, you separated for a while? Do you think it's smart when people get divorced and then get married again?
It's the same thing. I really think, of course, there's more factors when you have children. You're seeing that person regularly. I'm assuming that they see their children. So you're co-parenting with them. Of course, you want to share certain things with them. Of course, the feelings, you still love that person. And what I realize about love, you may love that person, but maybe that love is not best for you.
So you have to still reevaluate the reasons why you broke up. If you broke up, even if it's a marriage, if you broke up because of cheating and the person's not, like, you know, they're not identifying, well, we broke up because of my cheating, you want to go back into a situation just because it's safe or it feels familiar, that's when I say it's wrong, because, of course, it's not the best thing for you and not the best. Of course, everyone should have, like, a family unit, but if it's not the best thing, then that's my take. It goes back to the reasons why, whether it's marriage or just a boyfriend-girlfriend situation, that you broke up regardless.
Yeah, I agree. Definitely agree with you, Tahira. And once again, you got divorced for a reason. And I would think if you go back into a marriage and do it again, your baggage may be a little heavier. So do you spend most of your time side-eyeing your mate? Or is it something that you can get over and move on from? Because, you know, especially women, we carry baggage. You know, we say we forgive, but we never forget. And, you know, it may make it harder. Now, I do know couples who have divorced, and they actually live together. You know, just without the piece of paper, just for the sake of the children. And, but I'm like, whatever works for you. So, like I said, it depends on what side of the fence you sit on, but I don't know. I feel the same way about a husband. If we divorce, because I feel nobody wants to go into a marriage to get divorced. It's not cool. And divorces get messy, and there's a lot of legalities and paperwork and stuff that has to be worked out, which is exhausting. So I would think once your mind is made up, for me, that's it, and I'm just not going to revisit that. I'm going to work very hard with you so we can co-parent and be the best at that for the sake of the children. But as far as us sharing the same bed, and that's over. It's a done deal for me, kind of like how I feel about the exes. You're done. I'm just moving on. Wasn't meant to be. And I typically don't look back, and I don't say woulda, coulda, shoulda. It's just a wrap. But God bless to those that done it, and it works. Sometimes it doesn't always work in your favor. I do have a very good girlfriend who dated a man many years ago. They reconnected because he relocated to a different state, and he wound up back here in Jersey. They reconnected, and where I frowned was they had only dated for about 3 months. And next thing I know, she is getting married to him. So, and her whole philosophy, and this is real talk, women, her whole philosophy and basis of this was, well, I know him. I've known him for years. And I would say to her, yes, but you have not talked to him or seen him in more than 10 years. People do not stay the same. They change. And hopefully it's not for the worse. So they got married. They were blissfully happy for about 6 months. And guess what? And this is a true story, ladies. She came home and discovered, busted him, like he was doing crack in her bathroom. And from there, it was just a downward spiral where she went through hell and back with this man for about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. And then ultimately, she wound up divorcing him. Because he did all types of things to her, you know, from cheating to stealing, everything. But my point is you only dated him 3 months on the, you know, on your logic that I know this man because I knew him for years. I know him. I'm good. I know what I'm getting. No, you had no idea he was a drug addict. You get my point? So
yeah.
It backfired.
I think people get stuck in the familiar. What's familiar to them, the familiar face, the familiar history, and they fear new. They fear change. They fear something different. I always say, like, even when my ex approached me to get back together, I was just like, what's wrong with you? Like, I was, no, the breakup was horrible. So why would you even want to talk to me? Like, we're grateful that we were friends at that point in time because I was just like, you cheated on me, you must die. It was just very hurtful for me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why?
But I'm not surprised, Tahira. I'm not surprised because you're, you know, women, great women are out there. You're one of those women. A lot of times they get out here, they find out what they had with gold when they thought it was shit. So,
that's
you know,
what he
they
said.
Circle back.
And they're willing to take the lumps and the repercussions, whatever comes with it. They're going to take it, hopefully work through it, and get you back. So he knew what he was doing. Even if it was an awful breakup, he had regrets.
Yeah, but I said to him, I was just like, look, you know, we don't work well. You pushed me over the edge. You brought me out of my element. That's not who I am. I was very passionate about the breakup. I never want to feel those emotions away again. So find the person that you cheated with and deal with her. Like, I was just so over this. I was just like, we're lucky that we can salvage the friendship that we have and be grateful for that, that, you know, God gave us that chance to even be honest friends with each other. And that was that. I was content with that. I was just like, I love you, but sometimes the love that you love a person is not best. I said, I said these exact words, you're not best for me. And he said to me, I'm going to show you what best is. And I was just like, with you?
Like, I don't like that.
We have a caller on the line.
We have a caller?
We do. Maisha, are you on the line?
Yes, this is Maisha.
Welcome
to
the Girlfriend Network.
Hi, Maisha.
Hi.
How are you?
So
what
Maisha,
do you think about
you...
the topic tonight?
Yeah.
I'm good. So can you guys hear me? Because I feel like my phone is breaking up.
Yeah.
We hear you.
Yeah. You guys hear me? Yeah, so I'm kind of on both sides of, I think it all depends on why you guys broke up. As far as redating your ex, I've been in both situations where I've completely said, okay, no, I'm not doing this again. But then I've also been on the other side where I'm like, okay, I can try this again. If I've been cheated on, I'm not going back to that person. Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think that's a strong point. But what
absolutely.
When is the situation where you would go back, Maisha? What do you think about the okay to try again?
For instance, this was, I think I was like in college at the time, and I was at a different maturity level than the guy I was dating at the time. I was really into him. I actually this is when like I had just like started my Facebook, and I had an Africana studies class with this guy, and I really liked him. He's actually like the only guy in the class who was like an Africana studies but focused on women. So anyway, I reached out to him and like I pursued him. We went out a couple of times, but he wanted to do everything in a relationship, but he didn't want the title. So I was just like, no. I said, you know, like, we spent all this time together. You know, we're going on dates and, you know, we're meeting families and, you know, we're doing all these things that constitute a relationship, but yet we're not, you know, like, how do you
introduce
your friend?
No title.
You know, right, like do you just call him Asia? Do you say, oh, this is just my friend or this is my girlfriend? Like, how are you introducing me? So we finally decided, like, mutually that we would call it quits. I'm on 14th Street in Union Square, like, you know, like a year or so later, and we run into each other. Like, how crazy is it, rush hour, when we just run into each other because he was looking nearby, but I hadn't known that. So I was like, okay, maybe, you know, this is like, you know, a chance meeting. So, like, we reconnected, and, you know, here I go again. Like, okay, well, maybe I met him again for a reason. I think all women do that. When, you know, we don't speak to a guy that we're really into for a long time.
Right.
It's like, okay, he reappears. And okay, you know, we'll see. It's meant to be. It was not meant to be. it wasn't.
Wow.
I thought that, you know, I thought that, like any woman, it's meant to be at the moment because, you know, like we lost all this contact. I had, you know, out of sight, out of mind. I had thought about him. But then seeing him, it's like all of these emotions. And I said, okay, well, let's try this again. So we reconnect, we go out, and then we finally actually had the conversation about why it didn't work before. And he admitted that, you know, he still had his temptations, you know, other women he didn't want to be in a relationship. And that brings me to the point
I think
you need to have the conversation about what it is you're looking for, and that needs to be had in the beginning. And we didn't have that conversation. I just assumed that we were doing all these things in a relationship. But even if you do reconnect with the person and you decide to want to date them again, I think you need to have the conversation about what your intentions are.
So let me ask you this, based on that experience, going forward, if you had the chance to date an ex again, would you do it, or would this past experience tarnish you and you'd be like, nah, I'm good based on what previously happened? What do you think?
I don't think it would tarnish me. I think the attraction, I'm all for giving love a second chance, even if it's not love in the beginning. I'm all for giving it a second chance, but I'm not into giving, like, third, fourth, fifth chances.
Right.
The experience,
but how many
reruns
can you see, though, Maisha? I'm so serious.
I mean,
like, you know the story, you know the punchline, and that's where, because I did the same thing, and just
right.
with my ex, like, even how we got together, it was just like I had a broken leg on crutches, and he so happened to come down my mother's block. It was just and I get it. I get it when you
yeah.
say it was, like, just so, like, I hadn't talked to him for 5 years, and all of a sudden I have this
right.
big accident, and I'm going to my mom's house. Guess who runs down the street?
Well,
and he stops
right,
in the
like,
middle
you
of the
crutch out.
You
should
have
kicked his crutches out from under him.
Yeah, it's like, I don't think that to me will happen.
Yeah, he's like, Tahira, are you okay? And I'm like, huh?
Yeah, like, I don't
so
think
I
the
get
meant
it,
to be
but...
is going to happen with everybody. I don't think that every ex that, you know, that comes along is like, oh, yeah, every chance we need to know. Because it's like, sometimes I'm trying to look past you. It's like, if I'm running to you, no, please, I'm running behind trees and cars. Don't see
literally, if I could run at that point
right?
in time, I'm sure I would. Because
oh,
I was
goodness.
So, like, done. I was like, we had
yeah.
the worst breakup ever. And I was just, like, this close from being on Snap. I'm done. I'm over.
Oh,
seriously.
Oh,
I'm like, I'm
funny
finished.
Because I've done that, guys. I've done that. I've seen the ex in the shopping aisle, and I duck, or I'm running around the opposite aisle, or I'm just out of here.
Yeah,
I got to get out of here. I don't want to see him. I don't want to talk to him. So that is funny to me. Oh, my God.
Yes. No, but the only instance, honestly, like, with the only time that I would really, really consider it, that love, that passion. Sometimes, like, that just, like, you know, it takes control of everything. But I think, like, now that I'm older, you know, that was, like, 10 years ago. I'm 28 now. Like, I have a child.
Uh-huh.
I'm in a different headspace. So, you know, it's not all about, like, fairy tales anymore. It's like, are we building or are we bullshit? And it's
right.
just come to that
exactly.
point now. You know,
right.
it's like,
is a good question to ask. Are
yes.
we building or are we bullshit? That's
we bullshit.
Ladies,
right.
we got a new topic.
Love
I love it.
Uh-huh, that is.
right.
But, I mean, it's true
right.
to get it out. Like, when you get very blunt, I've said the blunt period in your life, like, when this guy, and toodles to him, because he really was passionate about pursuing me, because eventually he got me. Like, after years
mm-hmm.
of all these things, because I was done. I was, like,
yeah.
I was just 2 moments from being casted on Snap. I don't know how they get casted, but I'm just, like, I had enough. This is toxic
yeah.
for my life and for my future. I don't
yeah.
want, like, I'm grateful that, you know, we can get together and laugh about it, and I'm good with that. But I would see the little shade when I would tell him stories about my boyfriends and my dates. It's like,
mm-hmm.
So I'm like, why are you being so shady? I don't even... You know, I'm not shady
because,
with you. It's
because
just...
no matter if they're not with you, it doesn't matter if you guys are not together. It's the fact that, one, because men are so territorial, they may
yes,
try to
yeah.
play it off like they're not. But men are so territorial, so they always have this thought in their mind, like, you're mine, you're
mm-hmm.
always going to be mine, we may not get together.
But I was done.
The fact that
like,
someone...
we didn't, like, when I said
yeah.
I was done, like, we talked on
yeah.
the phone, but we didn't go out. We didn't have sex. It was finished. Like,
yeah.
I was at the
Women
point where I was
know.
Too emotional with that
yeah.
relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, look. I don't need you disrupting my life. That's nice that you came to check on me and everything. We can barely be friends. Thank
That's
you.
It.
But this is not.
Yeah.
I had to come to a peaceful place in my life because I wanted more for my future. And that's what I said to him. I'm like, I'm doing this because of my future. I know it was, and I said the good things in our relationship, you taught me that I can have this and I can, it could be like that. Because I know it could be like that, that's what I want in my relationship. So thank you
yeah.
for that. And
yeah,
keep
and
moving.
Then, you know, they teach you, yeah. And sometimes, you know what, you need that as a teacher. And you know what, I'm believing sometimes you go back and then you really see, like, okay, I really don't want to put up with your bullshit anymore. You know, you don't have to go back and then the next day it's like, oh, we're together. It's like, I want to see how much you've changed. I want to see how much you've actually put the, you know, you're going to put this into practice. But if you're not, and if you're at that point in your life where you can see past all the BS, Then it's like, all right, bye, on to the next one. But I'm not just going to keep recycling exes. We're not going to.
Many reruns can you see? Didn't we sit on the couch? Didn't we do this before? Like, I think it does have to be a level of trial and error. It took him 4 years to get me back.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah. You got to look to her. Like, I barely recycle my trash. I'm not about to sit here recycling humans. No. Not here for it. Mm-mm.
Hey, lady, how about those exes where, you know, you're all in love with them and you're all in the throes with them when you're together, you break up, and then you see them 5 years later, and you're like, ugh, what was I thinking? What was I doing?
Have you ever had those moments when you're wondering why you're regretting them?
Yes. Oh, I've had a lot of those, too. Like, what the hell was I even thinking about? What was going on?
You know what? I have one relationship that my mother literally would call the guy, and I'm not going to go into this, Beauty and the Beast. Because he was, she was very creative. And he had a very distinct look. I think at that point in time, it wasn't about looks with me. I just, you know, was in love with his charisma, and even though the situation didn't work out, but it was just so funny that she would make a comment, and people are like, why are you with him? You're just so opposite. You're so different.
Yeah.
So you go through those phases.
You know, sometimes it's like you said, like, you don't go for the, you know, sometimes you just don't go for the cute guy. Sometimes you go for, you're like, oh, I can look past that because he's funny. He makes me laugh. You know, and then you start, you know, doing the pros and cons. Like, well, you know, the cute guy, he didn't really make me laugh at all. He wasn't as romantic, or he didn't do this. You know, so sometimes, you know, you can act like that. But there's been exes that I've seen, like, I'll finally accept their friend request after them requesting again. And then I'm looking at it, and nothing changed about you, so I dodged that bullet. Or you see them, and, you know, they've moved on with their life, and then, like, their wife is ugly or something. Sometimes I get a little giggle. I'm like, okay, you obviously didn't do that much better.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Sometimes
that's funny. That's hilarious.
I see an ex that I really wanted it to work with, and then I see that, they have gone on, they have their families, and it's like, damn, like, you know, what was it? You know, I get that thought in my mind, like, well, what is it about this person that I wasn't for you? Because when I'm in a relationship, I think that I'm everything that you need to be. And I think that times women, we morph into so many different people to try to fit, you know, who we, you know, we want to be, you know, the image that we want to be for this guy. And then, and that's when you lose a part of yourself. So, you know, I'm sure that when exes, they look at our pages, or they look at some kind of, you know, whatever social media site they're following us on, because they are following. If their friend is not following, they're following. And, you know, they may see, and they may either be like, oh, well, she moved on, she looks great, or she looked like Fiona. You know, they throw their shade, too. And, you know, just like we follow, they follow, too. So
absolutely. They're always your biggest fan.
They may not do it themselves, but they send somebody to do it for them.
Yeah, they definitely do follow, like, I definitely know, because I get, like, I've run into my exes all the time, and this one ex, it was so funny, because in our relationship, I was very young and, you know, innocent, and he would always laugh at me, like, oh, you're so young, and I'm just like, he got married, and then I'm just like, you're still trying to marry me, and you're married, like, why aren't you happy, like, you know, good luck, and I was so young for you, so you used to clown me, and, you know, you can only wish the best for people like that, and that's all you can do. I did what I could in that relationship, it just wasn't for him. He wanted different things, and I'm just like, I wasn't going to compromise.
Yeah, sometimes you're just not for the person, and as we get older, we figure that out. Like, we're just not for the person, and you know, we can try to be everything, but guys are very black and white. They're, you know, but then just like exes, they're exes for a reason. It didn't work out for a reason, and it didn't work out the second time or the third time for a reason.
That's right.
So, how we try.
Yeah, that is so true. So right now we're gonna get into.
Are we going to get to our next song?
Yes, Karishma. We're going to go into the weekend. I feel it coming right here on the Girlfriend Network. And we'll come back to your point, Karishma. All right.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I can see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your legs. You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it could set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with me.
Talking about, will you ever redate your ex? So we've had a great conversation. Is our guest still with us, or did she leave us?
I think she left us, but yes, shout out to Maisha for bringing us some knowledge and dropping
Thank you.
On us. That was great.
What I wanted
to say,
Karishma,
ladies,
what was you saying? Yes.
Yes. So we've been talking about, you know, redating your ex, like after a breakup, getting back. But what about those relationships that are just constantly on and off? So it's not even that they ever really become your ex. You break up for a little bit, and then you get back together, and then you break up for a little bit, and then you get back together. And this could go on for years. Because I've seen it. We're like, you know, you kind of are dating other people, but not really. You always end up going back to that one person, and you kind of just call them your solid partner.
Yeah.
But you may be on today and off tomorrow.
Good and faithful. I think with those relationships, you have to come to, again, who can watch the same rerun? Even if the rerun is on pause for you to get a drink of water to come back or go to the refrigerator and get what you need to get and come back and watch it again, you have to understand your life is going forward. If you want to continue in the rerun mode, then you'll unpause it and be back with the same person. You have to go back to the reasons why you broke up with the person or that it isn't working. Maybe you, sometimes, in Krishma, Nicole, sometimes you outgrow the person that you're with.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Sometimes you really outgrow them. You're like, oh, I don't want to. It may have been when it was cool where you would both, you know, just hang out on Friday's nights, but now you're getting older, things are changing, or your life is changing, you're exposed to more, you want more. So sometimes that old relationship or old agreement, just like we go and we talk about relationships, the initial commitment changes. What you first established changes. And that's why it's so important to revisit that communication. Hey, we initially agreed on this, but my feelings have changed. Just be honest. Be honest, like I always say, with yourself, and then you can be honest with the other person. Because if things are changing and you're going to consistently play the rerun, then your whole life is moving by. And 15 years from now, you're like, look at me now. I'm so unhappy in this situation. And your life has just gone past. You can't get time
mm-hmm.
back. And you're the
no,
only
you
person
can't.
To blame. You can't even blame the other person.
That's a great point.
That is a great point. I think you have to keep that. You have to be, you know, like we always say, week in and week out, being honest in that communication. And once you know exactly what you want, you can know the kind of life. Like my agent was saying, you're either building or you're bullshitting, and it's one or the other. And once you can come to that conclusion, you really know what you need to have a healthy relationship. And I've, you know, in terms of redating your exes, I've seen people who have, you know, been together, they separate for a little while just to kind of get to know themselves and to know what they want and need from their partner. And then they get back together. But I think when it's a pattern and you break up every couple of days because of a fight, because I've seen that too, where it's like, oh, yeah, we broke up, we were fighting. Oh, okay, we're getting back together. We disagreed on this. At that point, it's not
right.
unhealthy because you can't, once you're committed to someone, when you decide, like, you can't just up and leave tomorrow if we get in a fight. I can't count on you to be there tomorrow. Like, we're just going to break up. And then when you get over it, we're going to get back together next week. That's not really the kind of, you know, relationship you want. It's not healthy for you or your partner.
That's
I mean,
true.
If you're
and
gonna go and break
to
up,
all your friends.
If you're gonna go and break up every time you have an argument, a fight, I think there's a deeper, and I'm not a psychologist or anything. There's a deeper issue. There may be
mm-hmm.
some issues within you when you're confronted with certain things. That's how you deal with. You look for an out. So if it's that frequent, you maybe want to talk to someone that specializes. I mean, maybe it's more than a situation than what's surfacing at that point in time. Because in any, you're going to have fights. And we talked about this before on the different shows. You're going to have fights in a relationship. You're not going to agree. Who would want somebody that agrees with them with everything? You'll get annoyed
right.
with that. So you're going to want to disagree. But the key thing about the relationship, you still have, it's a ship that goes up and down. If you think about a ship, it's in the sea. It goes up and down. Sometimes it's rainy and sunny, but you're still in the ship.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So when you start to get out of the ship, you're not in the relationship anymore. You're off the scene. And that's how I feel. If every time we argue, like if we're having so, and we argue when you confront me with things. So that was an issue that I had in one of my relationships. All the feedback that I would get, I never, because I was so young and immature and in my maturity, I felt that it was an attack. Instead of seeing that person's point of view, I felt, so you're not on my side and you're just seeing your point of view and you don't want to see mine. I wasn't open-minded. I was so self-centered and selfish that I couldn't open up and look at, okay, it's okay for people to have different views. So I had to revisit myself and say, hey, you know, why am I not open? Why am I so closed to communication that's different from mine? It's not a crime. We just, you know, care to disagree. And that solved a lot of fights and arguments. You just feel that way. Oh, I don't feel that way about that situation. And I'm not even trying to persuade you to feel the way that I do. This is just how I feel. This is my opinion.
Okay, I thought Carisha was going to jump in.
I got really quiet.
I always hesitate before I speak because we all jump in at the same time. So
we were at a stop sign.
Both you guys have made some really good points, and you know, at the end of the day, I guess it's just where your heart lies, what your goals are, and what you're looking for ultimately in a relationship. You know, I've had girlfriends that. Oh, you know, one week they're fighting, the next week they're back together, and it gets exhausting. It's like, look, don't even tell me about these, you know, these trials and tribulations anymore. So, and ultimately, these are the same people that wind up married and living happily ever after, or these are the people that wind up splitting, you know, and going in different directions. So I just really believe, you know, it is where you are in your point of life and what it is you're looking for. And, you know, ultimately, are you still playing games? Because those that break up the makeup, that break up the makeup, like, that's crazy and that's exhausting, you know. And at my point of life, I'm looking for a life partner. Like T said, we're going to fight. We're going to have disagreements. But, you know, at the end of the day, I still want to know that we're going to be here through it all, you know, through the good and the bad. You know, even if we're not married, I'm still looking for that ultimate commitment that I know that if we don't, if we fight or we have a really bad argument, I don't have to worry about you walking out on me. So, you know, good luck to everyone who are in those situations and good luck to those mm-hmm. who are reconsidering dating their exes. Me, like I said, I'm one and done. That's it. If we break up, I'm not going back. I'm not revisiting. I'm just not going to do it. And like I said, I've never had any regrets about the decisions that I have made. So God bless me. And that's just it, because I've always told myself there is a reason that you broke up, you know, with him to begin with. And like, if it's cheating, which 9 times out of 10, it's usually what it is. Once you cheat,
it could be
like,
finance.
I just can't recover.
It could be finance too.
Yeah,
because people are breaking up and getting divorced like crazy because of financial situation.
It could be many
different things. I'm looking calm. Visit the reason why you initially broke up and go from there. But it's your choice.
In my case,
like,
it was always cheating in my case, you know. And like I said, once you cheat, I'm just done, because I'll never trust you again, and I'll always be the woman that side-eyes you. You're where? You're at the mall? Okay, you know. But do I really believe that? So I don't know. But, yeah, it could
be financial.
It could be whatever. And I know it's that time, right?
Ladies, we're already out of time. I know.
Yeah. We're going to get into our last song.
Because we could talk on forever. So we're definitely –
we can't get into our last song. It's 1 minute.
All right. Good night, everybody, and God bless. See you next week.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Girlfriend Network. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the love for a faded. On some faded love. What the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you for baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another on the hit list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh, you need me. But love
Internship at a radio station? Well, we here at the Love Zone USA would like to hear from you. We're looking for interns to assist in our production and marketing departments. If you're interested, email your resume to thelovezoneusa@gmail.com. Again, that's thelovezoneusa@gmail.com. Talk to you later.